Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in to the Everyman Show this evening. Here it is, January 2nd already into the second day, and I have a feeling this year is going to go by fast. Yeah, the title of this show tonight is All Is Good in the House of Warship. War, ladies and gentlemen, just like, you know, D.C. is, to me, it's Washington. You know, everything is war this and war this, ISIS, ISIL, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Boko Haram, you know, Haram. I mean, what in the hell is their major malfunction that they have to continue the charade? Here we are 15 years after 9/11. Look, who doesn't know what happened 9/11? Who doesn't fully get that NATO did 9/11? Israel, Britain, Saudi Arabia, who knows, all of them, the Pentagon, Donald Rumsfeld stealing $8.5 trillion so he has to blow us up. It was a shock event 50 years after Kennedy. That's what they do, shock events, shock and awe, Operation Able Danger, Operation Gladio, Operation Paperclip, bringing in all the Nazis to continue this charade. 100 years, look. They sunk the Titanic to kill all opposition against the Fed. All the bankers, the business owners, the billionaires, that era. They were probably millionaires. I saw an article that said the billionaires have purchased the millionaires. War, ladies and gentlemen. War, the never-ending lie. There's always a boogeyman somewhere. 900 military bases around the planet. Plus, underground bases, Dulles Air Force Base. You know, we've got the airport in Colorado with this ginormous underground facility. Bunkers everywhere. The billionaires are going to live forever while they watch humanity suffer and die and wither on the vine. Who's going to supply these people with the manpower to power their world while they only have 500 million people left over after the massive slaughter that they plan on killing 6.5 billion people? And how are they going to do it? Just listening to another radio program about the CERN. People don't know what CERN is. They're creating the God particle. They're creating the Big Bang Theory. They want to be able to control the end game of humanity in a very quick, decisive, flash of light, speed of light kind of way. You'll be standing there 1 minute talking to people you love dearly. The next minute, you're out. Everything goes black. You're all dead from their EMPs and their Dew weapons and their Star Wars bullshit. All meant to annihilate us, and they slowly sedate us with television programs and Kardashians and mainstream media and Chris Mathers and Fox News, Rachel Maddow and all the rest of the bullshit artists. Alex Jones spent the last 21 years keeping us abreast of the news, keeping us abreast of everything he could possibly think of that we should know about. And it's all right there in black and white on every military website, every Pentagon website. I've read some magazines while sitting to find out why I had blood in my urine. I got a major trauma from riding a bike, exercising. Now I'm bleeding. We're all bleeding. The bleeding hearts. Yeah, and you got the foundation people collecting money, robbing you blind. Well, they spend 95% of that money on airplanes and jet fuel and having redoubts all over the world. How much money did they have to spend to pull off 9/11? I'd like to get a round number from Gordon Duff. Snowden took off with all this information. NSA has all this information. The internet was created to control dissent and dissemination of false information, disinfo operations, while they run Operation Northwood. Cops are killing black kids on the street and Black Lives Matters and George Soros has got war on the streets. You got Syrians pouring into Europe. You got Merkel over there giving away Germany because she's a communist. Bill Clinton's a communist. Hillary Clinton's a communist. Barack Obama's a communist. The Bushes, a.k.a. the sheriffs, are no doubt Nazis. No, Nazis and communists always work together. Don't the Nazis always try to be the brains of the operation while they get the stupid communists to do all the murder like the Belarus Russians did to the Jews? It's not easy being 58 years old and knowing your whole life is a damn lie. Everything about Vietnam was a lie. Everything about the First World War, the Second World War, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, lies, lies. They continuously interrupt the governing bodies of foreign countries, murder them, murder their children, murder their people, and then they submit. And then they install their dictator, their controlled grid puppet, to say whatever they want to say, do whatever they want to do. They pay them huge amounts of money. They got all the hookers. They got all the orphans, the little girls they can screw in one night. Many of them they kill. Killing human beings is nothing to the agenda-driven, warring, neocon, maniac crazies. Kissinger and Brzezinski are still to this day, after the disgrace that Carter was, who gave us Al-Qaeda, still advising our White House with Valerie Jarrett, the Iranian, no doubt, terrorist ancestors bleeding all over our beautiful White House. Well, the White House has not been right for 150 years. You know, Lincoln's name was Springsteen, and, you know, FDR's real last name was Rosenfeld, and they're all Khazarian Zionists. They're not Jews. They fake their Jewry so we can give them sympathy, and it's part of their cover. Don't be ridiculous. When you think about Rockefeller and you think about Rothschilds, think about Hitler. They give it to us over and over and over again. Oh, they control the oil, and they have the massive wealth, and we're too stupid to walk. You got to drive everywhere. You got to have all these, you know, light bulbs in your house. Well, of course we do. They've been robbing you blind ever since with lie after lie after lie. Why do 9/11? Why not just say we're going to do some things differently in the millennium? Why did Silverstein have to cash out with $4 billion after changing his insurance, increasing it twofold, threefold, just 60 days before the collapse of the World Trade Centers on the second round of bombings that Dick Cheney orchestrates? While George Bush is reading a child's book upside down, yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's upside down in the photo shoot, the op. How stupid these ridiculous Nazis are. You see, George Bush Sr., a.k.a. George Scherf III, in his Navy uniform at 20 years old, sitting at a dinner table, right next to Mengele. Goebbels is in the room. This is Bush's Nazis. That's who the Bushes are. This is Hitler's Nazis in America running us into the ground. They killed JFK. They tried to kill Reagan. They control the votes. They have fake machines with the Diebold and the preloaded votes, and you got this Stickle software and George Soros running around acting like he's doing something important, destroying the last free nation on the planet, and they want to come take your guns. It's war, war, war. The Pentagon has declared war in America. They're going to be working with the police. They're going to be in the streets. They're going to be in your neighborhood. They're going to walk right in your damn house at 3 a.m. while you're having sex with your wife because you have a couple of AK-47s and an AR-15 and an arsenal of 9mm, 40 cals, 50 cals, 44 cals, 357s. And hopefully you'll have a 22 hidden someplace just in case. We're in World War III, ladies and gentlemen. No one is immune, not any of you. Oh, you think your jobs are secure? Yeah, so did the Germans when Hitler was out there saying that they're going to run Mein Kampf on the planet. Look at they were waving Nazi flags. They were so proud. Look at all the Hugo Boss beautiful, sharp, snappy uniforms. Look at all the armament that Rockefeller, Rothschilds, Ford, Carnegie, J.P. Morgan, Kennedy all funded Hitler. Gave him great power while he was on the cover of Time magazine two times in 1938 as humanitarian. of the year. And Barack Obama, the most catastrophic, the most absolute psych warfare in your face. Screw you, America. We got a Shin Gang crackhead out of Hawaii who hates America, and everybody loves him in the CFR as he gives speeches talking about why he wants to change America. He hates America. He wants America absolutely shut down, and he's doing it. He gave it all to the globalist corporate maniacs. Warren Buffett. Yeah, you know, Warren Buffett took 46 of those bankers from the World Trade Center on a junket the day before 9/11. Got the bankers out of Dodge. That's Warren Buffett. But when is it going to stop? Never. Get that through your big, fat, stupid video game playing, pants down around your ass. I don't care what your skin color is, head. They're never going to stop with war. And right now, Black Lives Matter is bringing a war on them. They have no clue what is prepared for them. They're just being radicalized right now. They will surely be decimated. Because when I tell you that the Pentagon has declared war on the United States of America and is getting to be on the streets in 2016, and for the foreseeable future, unless Donald Trump is elected president or Rand Paul or Ted Cruz, which I don't think is going to happen because all voting is a fraud. Hillary is surely going to be in there. You better damn sight be ready as the military comes on the street to break skulls. We're going to have roadblocks. We're going to have 1939 Germany, Eastern European style roadblocks. We're going to have paper checks. You'll see people getting shot right in front of you. You're going to see people out of their mind with anger over the Constitution, and they're going to be shot right in front of you in every major city in this country. You will see mental illness take root. You're going to see people that were so together, jobs, careers, everything as it ends. You're going to watch them melt down, sacrifice themselves to the gods right in front of you. You're seeing more blood on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. They're slowly, you've got all these programs on television that are giving us the one-time ticket. Well, look, I must have forgot to punch the 30 minutes on this clock, and this show's about over. I thought I had 30 minutes to run this show tonight, but I guess I did not do that. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. to finish what we're talking about, okay? Remember, all's well in the house of worship. I'm going to write that book. So, Happy New Year. Keep an eye peeled for false flags, government operations as they try to take the guns. Have a drink on freedom. Start talking to your friends. Keep your powder dry and your food source plentiful. I got a feeling we're going to see all the things they've been planning on us for a long time. And the reinvention of government, fast triggers, and cultural changes that we're going through. Make no mistake, you've got to get healthy mentally, physically. Prepare yourself. Because the things I'm talking about are real. War is never going to end. Just remember that. All's well in the house of worship. This is the Evan Mann Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky. See you next time. Tomorrow night, same place, same time.